Bibles, please turn over to Proverbs chapter 13, verse 19. Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 19. And once again, we ask you to stand out of the respect of God's word. If some of you are wondering, why do these preachers have a stand out of the respect of God's word? Is it because they're going to preach a long sermon? Not necessarily. It is a Baptist tradition? Well, it might be, but really it's biblical. The Bible says in Nehemiah 8, verse 5, "And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. And he opened the book, all the people stood up." So there you have it right from Scripture about why we stand out of the respect of God's word. You're looking at the very verse my dad gave me the night he told me I was not retarded and proceeded to show me how to memorize Scripture. Proverbs 13:19 says, "The desire of the accomplished is sweet to the soul, but it's an abomination for fools to depart from evil." Tonight we're going to teach you how to memorize Scripture. Let's have a word of prayer and we'll begin. Heavenly Father, once again, I thank you for the earthly father I had all the years he was on this earth. What a blessing he's been to my life and many others. And I ask again that this method might be a blessing to those that are here tonight, that as a result, lives might be changed, souls might be saved, and children might be raised for you. I cannot do this myself. I need your wisdom, strength, and power. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. My dad went on to say this: "After observing you, I believe you could do anything if you put your mind to it." And he was right. And so I'm going to give you some of the things that my dad shared with me and what I've added to this. And I believe this will help you not only memorize verses, but also to retain them and also cover something that everybody has a problem with. "I can't remember the reference." You ever heard that one before? Yeah, everybody's smiling like, yeah, I know where you're coming from. Well, we're going to cover that tonight, okay? So it's so important, okay? First of all, getting prepared to memorize Scripture is important. The Bible says in Proverbs 16:1, "The preparation of the heart in man, but the answer tongue is from the Lord." You have to have a purpose behind why you're memorizing Scripture. If you don't, you're going to lose the verses. All it is just a homework assignment. So what you're looking for are verses that mean something to you. Something that speaks to your heart. Something that answers a question. Something that helps you resist temptation. Something that helps you raise your children or your grandchildren. And on we could go with this, of course, that we quoted this morning: "Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me." Psalm 119, verse 133. That's the kind of verses you're looking for. You're looking for verses that mean something to you. Now, the neat thing about it is that God might speak to Pastor first in his devotions different than he's going to speak to me. Why? Because we're different people. And that's what's so neat about it. And so you're picking verses that God speaks to you. I would say 99% of the verses I memorize come right from my Bible devotions. It's not how much I read. It's how much I get out of what I've read. Amen? The Bible says in Psalms chapter 1, verse 2, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doth he meditate day and night." Okay, so we have to do that. And the second thing is this: you have to have a desire to learn God's word. I mentioned this morning, but I want to give you verses for this. Proverbs 18:1 says, "Through desire, a man having separated himself, seeketh the intimate with all wisdom." If you have a burning desire to learn God's word, it's going to make it a lot easier. Otherwise, you'll be like me in my Jughead days, and you'll look at the verses and say, "Oh, I can't do this. This is too hard." I remember I was going to try to memorize Titus 2:11-13 for Boys Club one night. And I looked at this passage and I looked at my dad and said, "No, I can't do this." He says, "You're right. You can't do it. You know why? Your mind's already made up." And he was right. And what we do is, this is your difficult mood to kick it in here. So you have to have a desire to learn God's word, a purpose behind it. And if you want to grow as a Christian and serve the Lord, you want to get prepared. All right. Now, the next thing is this. You have to memorize from the right version. You have to memorize from the right version. And that, of course, is the King James Version. Now, there's some people that come up with this statement that the King James Version is hard to understand. So we have some verses for them. They're found in Proverbs chapter 8, verses 8 and 9. That's Proverbs 8, verses 8 and 9. "All the words of my mouth are in righteousness." There's nothing forward or perverse in them. "They're all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge." The problem is not the King James Bible. It's the attitude people have about it. Now, I want to share this with you because I think this is neat. Another prison story. The inmates, of course, after hearing me quote all these verses, were interested, some of them memorized the scripture. So I sat down with them when I had the chance and showed them how to do this. Well, some of them started writing out verse cards, but they made one mistake. They started writing them out from other versions of the Bible. Then they came to me and said, "Preacher man, I'm having a hard time memorizing." I kind of caught on because I knew they had a lot of different perversions. So I said, "Let me see your verse cards." And sure enough, I said, "Ah, here's your problem." And then I explained the difference between the two. They went back and wrote out verses of the King James Version. And lo and behold, guess what? They could learn them. You see, the other verses were not designed to memorize. They were designed to get the concept. That's it. That's it. And so that's why it's important for us to memorize from the King James Version, because this is the Word of God in the English language. It makes all the difference in the world. Now, this is so important. My dad taught me this little statement. K-I-S-S. Keep it simple, stupid. When you start memorizing, start out with something simple. Your brain is like a muscle. The more you use it, the easier it becomes. So let's pick on Sam tonight, okay? Let's pick on Sam tonight, okay? So Sam decides that he wants to be a muscle-bound guy. So he's going to start lifting weights. Is he going to start out with 250 pounds? I don't think so. He's going to start out with 25 pounds and go like this. Ping, I'm done. And little by little, he works himself up, and he gets really good at it. So now he adds some more. He gets up to 50 pounds, then 75, then 100. It's the same thing with your memory. Your memory is like a muscle. The more you use it, the easier it becomes. So don't start with a big, long verse like the Daniel chapter 9, verse 27. And he shall confirm his covenant with many for 1 week. In the midst of weeks, they cause the sacrifice of oblation to cease. And for they overspread the abominations, they make a desolate, even unto consuming nation, and that was determined upon the desolate. Take it easy. We're not going to memorize that tonight. Amen. But I'm telling you, don't start with something like that. Pick something simple. They did a survey in England of the taxi drivers. One of the qualifications of being a taxi driver in London is this. You have to memorize every location in London before you can actually drive your cab. So they did a brainwave test on them and found that the memory part of the brain actually enlarged to be able to store the information. So there you have it, right from the test that they gave, that your memory is like a muscle. So if you're here to say, "Well, I have a bad memory," well, that's maybe because you're not using it. Amen? So it's important to do that. So we're going to pick a simple verse tonight. Take your Bibles and turn to Psalms 118, verse 23. And from this verse, we're going to show you several principles of memorizing Scripture. Again, it's a simple verse. I picked this on purpose so that you would have no problems with this. But it's very practical to show you a lot of things here. Psalm 118, verse 23 says, "This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes." So from this verse, we're going to teach you a lot about memorizing. First of all is this. Everybody asked, "Preacher man, how in the wide world do you remember all those references? Does your wife hold up cue cards?" No. You have a little chip in the back of your brain. Some guy was teasing me at a church that I did. Had a chip in the back of my brain. You know, all I had to do was listen to the chip and it would give me the references. No. Okay? It's very simple. Rule number one is this. The reference is part of the verse. Let me say that again. This is so important. The reference is part of the verse. The very first thing I learn when I memorize a verse is the reference. Because rule number one is the reference is part of the verse. This is where a lot of people make their mistake. So let's say you're going to memorize John 3:16. Most people would start out with, "For God so loved the world." No, 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 no. You start out with John 3:16 because rule number one is the reference is part of the verse. Then after you get the verse down, and we'll be doing this tonight, when you review the verse, it's always reference, verse, then reference. Reference, verse, then reference. You say the reference at the beginning, the reference at the end. Why? Because rule number one is the reference is part of the verse. Once you catch on to this and you see the value of having the references, like I taught in Sunday school, it's going to bug you when you can't find something where it's found. You'll have to look it up. And that's the way it should be. That's not a bad problem. That's a happy problem. Okay? So, and I get solved another problem here. You say, well, what do I do with all the verses I don't have the references for? Very simple. You make out cards for them. The reference on one side, the verse on the other. We'll go through this and demonstrate for you. And then review those. Reference, verse, then reference. Reference, verse, then reference. Hey, you've got the hard part done. You already got the memorized of the verse done. All you have to do is add the references. And after a while, it'll become part of your repertoire. And it'll become natural to you. So reference is part of the verse. All right? Now, the next thing is this. When you start memorizing a verse, do it one piece at a time. One piece at a time. If I was to take your pastor out for a steak dinner, and it was the size of his plate, and it's 2 inches thick, boy, he'd like that, wouldn't he? Okay, so, do you think Pastor First would take the whole thing and put his mouth like this and go, boom? Well, that was good, Brother Barker. What's for dessert? I don't think so. He's going to cut it up one piece at a time and chew it up. Right? Okay? This is so important. For precept must be upon precept. Precept upon precept. Line upon line. Line upon line. Here a little, there a little. Isaiah 28, verse 10. Take it one piece at a time. That's what my dad taught me. And that's why I was so scared to memorize Titus 2:11-13. Because I wanted to do the whole thing at once. And he said, no. Take it one piece at a time. Cut it up in pieces. So that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to cut this up in pieces. So if I was going to start memorizing Psalms 118:23, I would start out loud by saying Psalms 118:23. Because rule number one is the reference is part of the verse. But you're the one learning this verse tonight, so we're all going to say this together. Are you ready? Here we go, out loud. Psalms 118:23. Say it again.
Psalms 118:23.
Say it again. Say it again.
Psalms 118:23.
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 One more time now.
Psalms 118:23.
All right, class. What's the reference?
Psalms 118:23.
Boy, you folks are pretty smart. All right, so we got the reference here. So now let's start with the first phrase. This is the Lord's doing, together with me. This is the Lord's doing. Say it again. This is the Lord's doing. Say it again.
This is the Lord's doing.
Say it again.
This is the Lord's doing.
Say it again.
This is the Lord's doing.
Say it again.
This is the Lord's doing.
Say it again.
This is the Lord's doing.
Say it again.
This is the Lord's doing.
Say it again.
This is the Lord's doing.
Say it again.
This is the Lord's doing.
Say it again.
This is the Lord's doing.
One more time now. Okay, now it's time to review. You say, wait a minute, preacher man, we haven't finished the verse. It's important to review what you've already learned. So let's start with a reference. Here we go. Psalms 118:23. This is the Lord's doing. Say it again. Psalms 118:23. This is the Lord's doing. Say it again. Psalms 118:23. This is the Lord's doing. Say it again. Psalms 118:23. This is the Lord's doing. One more time now. Psalms 118:23. This is the Lord's doing. All right. Now let's go back and pick up that last phrase. It is marvelous in our eyes, together with me. It is marvelous in our eyes. Say it again.
It is marvelous in our eyes.
Say it again. Say it again.
It is marvelous in our eyes.
Say it again.
It is marvelous in our eyes.
Say it again.
It is marvelous in our
eyes. Say it again.
It is marvelous in our
eyes. Say it again.
It is marvelous in our
eyes. Say it again.
It is marvelous in our
eyes. One more time now.
It is marvelous in
our eyes. Okay, now we're going to review the reference, the whole verse, then the reference. You got that? The reference, the whole verse, then the reference. Here we go. Psalms 118:23. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Psalms 118:23. Say it again. Psalms 118:23. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Psalms 118:23. One more time now. Psalms 118:23. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Psalms 118:23. All right, close your Bibles. No peeking. All right, here we go, class. Psalms 118:23. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Psalms 118:23. All right, do I have a volunteer to say the verse? Oh, I like this. Yes, ma'am, go ahead. Amen. You just won yourself a pen. Scripture Memory Ministry pen. And it's got a rubber felt on it for your tablet, okay? All right, somebody else. Now you got an incentive. You get a free pen. Yes, ma'am. Here you go, ma'am. A nice little pen for you. Here you go. All right, somebody else. Anybody else? Yes, sir. Amen. Here you go. All right, one more. Yes, right there. Go ahead. Amen. All right, you get a free pen too, young lady. Here you go. And you get a complimentary one, sir. Here you go. All right. All right, let's all say it together one more time. Here we go. Psalms 118:23. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Psalms 118:23. Now let's go back and explain why we did things that we did, because there's a purpose behind all of it. Notice, first of all, we said it out loud. There's a reason for this. You're hearing it, you're saying it, and you're thinking it and reading it all at the same time. You're using a lot of your senses. Out loud is very important. Now, when I would memorize things for school, at first they thought I was nuts when I would say, give me that test. What I would do is, it's good to learn how to do impersonations, but I would listen to the teacher and I would take good notes. Back then we didn't have the computers. We had to handwrite all of our notes. Then I would go out and I would pretend I was the teacher and actually teach the class out loud. If I was preparing for a test, I would emphasize things that were on the test and go over them several times out loud. Then I'd go home and have my wife review with me, and I'd walk in the next morning all excited, ready to take the test. Why? Because I had practiced, but I did it out loud because I was using all my senses. The second thing was this: repetition, repetition, repetition. Remember, Sam, when he was lifting the weights, had to do repetition, repetition, repetition. Your memory is like this. The more you repeat things, the easier it becomes to remember them. This is so important. I did this a lot. Now, when I got to be a leader in Boys Club, I started working with real mentally handicapped kids. My dad would give to me because I understood them. I worked with them and used the same method. It took a little longer with them, but they can learn. And they were excited because all I did was repetition, repetition, repetition. So, if you forget a phrase, don't think you're having a senior moment. Okay? Let's say that you're memorizing John 3:16 and you can't remember that whosoever believeth in him. Simply take that phrase out and repeat it several more times out loud. And then put it back into the verse and emphasize it like this. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Hey, you're not going to get me this time. Watch this. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. See what I'm doing? I'm emphasizing the phrase that I forgot. That's exactly what I would do with my homework because it worked. You see, if I forgot it, I have to emphasize that to remember it. So that's what you do. And if you can't remember the verse, then just repeat it several more times. Let me say this much. Everybody here has a different learning level. I've learned this working with people. Okay? Some are very smart and maybe have a photographic memory. You can pick it up right away. Well, praise the Lord if you can. But the rest of us, well, we got to work at it. Amen? So, if it takes you longer than the average person, don't worry about it. Okay? And while I'm at it, there's nowhere in the Bible that says thou shalt memorize 100 verses in 1 week. From the day that thou shalt not do so, thou shalt surely be backslidden. It's not in there, amen? But it does say his delight is in the law of the Lord, the law that they meditate day and night, Psalms chapter 1, verse 2. Take your time. Go at your own pace. If it takes you 6 weeks to memorize your first verse, so what? You got it down. It's part of your life. You're going to use it. And when you start using that verse, then you get excited like I did when I said, pick me, pick me. And you know what? You want to go back and learn another verse and another verse and another verse at your own pace. And before you know it, you're memorizing verse after verse after verse. And then after 52 years, you look like me and they call you the walking Bible. Okay? It's just that simple. So don't think you have to memorize many verses as I did. Okay? Go at your own pace. And memorize verses that mean something to you, and this will work. It's so, so important. So, repetition is important. Now, time to review. Let me show you some things. This is so, so important. Let me say this before I bring this out. When you review, always pretend you're answering someone's question. Let me say that again. This is so important. When you review, always pretend you're answering someone's question. If all you do is just rattle off the verse, it becomes just information. And you go to the next card, and the next card, and the next card. Well, I'm done with that. Okay, I did my homework. Well, that's wonderful. And then you go to quote the verse when you need it, and you go, da, 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 da. Preacher man, it doesn't work. I got a bad memory. You know why? You didn't emphasize different things. Take your time. Meditate on the verse. The Bible says, oh, how love the Lord is my meditation all the day. Psalms 119, verse 97. Take the time to emphasize different words. For instance, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. See what I'm doing? I'm actually teaching the verse. This works. You do this over and over again and emphasize different words. Number one, you'll learn the verse better and meditate and learn things. Say, hey, I never saw that in that verse before. That'll happen. But also, you'll find out that when it goes to use the verse, it'll be a piece of cake. So if there's some people in here like my wife that are very, very shy and you're afraid, you know, you're going to mess up. Well, you know, this will give you boldness and confidence because you've done this over and over again. You've taught this. You emphasize different words. You can say, wait a minute, I can handle this. So I recommend that very highly. Now, I recommend also that you put your verses on cards. Okay, this represents I'll put this right here just a minute, then we'll hold it up. I have here in my pocket some 3x5 cards. Okay? Now, it's kind of neat. They wouldn't let me take a Bible into the prison, but they never said a word about these. I loved it. So, on the second shift, if I did a double or something like that, I'd be in a tower. I could review these verses. Amen? These can go everywhere you go. Ladies, they fit nicely in your purse. Men, they fit nicely in your lunchbox. You kids, they fit nicely in your backpack. Yeah, so when you say, oh, I'm bored, I got nothing to do in school, hey, pull out these verse cards. Don't tell me that you take your whole lunch hour and eat. You'd be so fat you couldn't walk through that door, amen? So why don't you take some time out and start reviewing and memorizing your verses? Think about it. If you took 15 minutes a day and started working on these, you'd be surprised what you could learn. So what this does is this represents a verse card. Now, I put the reference on one side and the verse on the other. Let me say that again. The reference on one side and the verse on the other. Now, some people like to put the reference on the same side as the verse. That's cheating. You say, what do you mean? Well, when I go to review the verse, if the reference is on the same side, I'm going, peekaboo, I can see the reference. But see, this makes it harder, see? Okay, so let's see here. 1 John 4:19. We love him because he first loved us. 1 John 4:19. Then I can turn it over and say, okay, that's right. Now, the next time I go through the pack of verse cards, I might do it backwards. We love him because he first loved us. Where's that found, David? 1 John 4:19. See how you can do that? You can flip it around, okay? It's a lot of fun that way. So the reference on one side and the verse on the other. Now get out your sheets. And we're going to refer to those. There's a couple of purposes for this. You have a lot of subjects here. And what this is an example of how to memorize topically. Also, maybe you're here tonight and you say, I don't know where to start memorizing. Well, here's a good start. These are some basic verses that you could use in your everyday life for going soul winning, talking to people about salvation, the inspiration of the Bible, and also trusting in the Lord and so on to help you grow as a Christian. Here's some verses to pick from. But notice they're all in different categories. I memorize topically. This is so, so important. This really changed my idea of memorizing Scripture. You see, because if you memorize topically, you have the verses right there in the tip of your tongue, one right after the other. Okay? Your Bible is laid out that way. You notice when your pastor teaches, he doesn't always just go to one passage. He uses a verse from this book and then that book and this. Why? Because they all harmonize together as a topic. That's the way the Bible is set up. That's why we have 66 books, not one giant book. So memorize topically, it'll change your life. So what I do is I have a topic card. 1 John 4:19 would go into the subject of the love of God. There's nothing on the other side. All this is a topic card. Let all things be done decently in order. 1 Corinthians 14:40. I have hundreds and hundreds of these topic cards. And I put them on my verse cards. For instance, the one I have here in my pocket is, right here, Psalm 119 verses, okay? I have a whole category just on Psalm 119 verses. All it is a topic card, okay? So that I know what category this is, to keep it in prayer. Now, let me show you an example of what you have. The love of God. Notice I have them listed here. By the way, this is how the topical reference book came about. As a teenager, I began to get many categories. But I also had a problem. Sometimes it could be disorganized, so I began to lose packs of verse cards. So in order to make it easy to replace them, I began to write down the subject and just the references. So if I ever lost a pack of verse cards, I could replace them. Proverbs 22, verse 3 says, a prudent man perceiveth the evil and hideth himself, the simple person are punished. Well, little by little, it became a booklet, and then a booklet, and then more of a booklet. Then we started this ministry back in 1993, and I put that booklet on the table, handwritten. And people said, you need to make this a topical reference book. You need to make a book out of this. I said, no, make your own, and I encourage you to make your own. But finally, the Lord told me, you need to do this, so I did, and of course, it's our bestseller, amen? But anyway, this is an example here. Now, notice something. I even have John 3:16 on a verse card. You say, you got to be kidding. Oh, no. Why? Because when I review the love of God, John 3:16 is one of the verses I review. Now, remember, I'm getting prepared to talk to somebody. So one of the verses I would want to use to talk to somebody about the love of God, of course, is John 3:16. And I would emphasize, for God so loved the world. See, because I'm thinking the love of God, okay? So that's important. Now notice this. I'm going to turn this around. Here's a different category. Salvation. Notice what's here. John 3:16. Oh, so sometimes when you memorize a verse, it'll go under several categories. So what I do is I make not only one John 3:16 card, but in this case, two. In mine, I have about three or four, because I have the love of God, I have salvation, I've got eternal security, I've got the world, and on we could go with this. So each one has its own individual John 3:16 card. Only here, I'm going to emphasize salvation more, okay? That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life, and so on, see? So that's what I do. So that's what I recommend here. And that's why I give you this list here. And you'll see that when you start memorizing topically, the verses will be right there. Now, yes, I do have passages memorized. But I use them for teaching purposes. But here's the neat thing. If you pick out verses in that passage that mean something to you, you can not only quote the passage when you need to, but you can also pick out the verses individually, right there. You don't have to go through 16 verses to get the one you want. Isn't that awesome? I love it. It worked perfectly in the prison for teaching purposes. Especially when you're dealing with a Jehovah Witness or a Muslim or somebody like that. It works really good. So that's what I recommend. This is so, so important. All right, now, here's my favorite part out of all of this. Have a verse for everything. Have a verse for everything. Now, I'm going to take this a little bit to the extreme to illustrate. Let's say that Pastor First goes to his mailbox tomorrow morning. Opens it up. Bills. Bills. Right, brother? Bills. Advertisement. Bills. Bills. Prudential. I wonder what they want. Dear Brother First, we see that you have overpaid into life insurance for the last 10 years. Here's a check for $6,000. And Pastor First is going to say, well, amen. I don't think so. He's going to go, hallelujah. Guess what, woman? You and I are going out tonight. Woo, boo, 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 boo. And then he quotes Proverbs 25:25. As cold water to the thirsty soul, so is good news for our country. It's a special day here at Mountain View Baptist Church. And you got many, many visitors. And Wilma decides that she's going to take a rightful place in the nursery. Listen to all those kids sing a maple joyful noise unto the Lord. And all of a sudden she hears, smells a distinct odor. What does she do? Well, she quotes the nursery verse, 1 Corinthians 15:51. Behold, I show you a mystery, that we shall all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Why, I even have one for President Biden. Are you ready? Psalm 109, verse 8. Let his days be few, and let another take his office. You just say, now wait a minute. You're getting a little out of hand here. Well, let me get the point across. What we're doing is teaching your mind to have a verse for everything. So that when you teach, it'll be automatic that you have to have a verse to back it up. Secondly, I'm training my mind to think topically. Okay, so when I'm reading my Bible, I'm always looking for verses topically. Think, oh, this will go into this subject, this subject, this subject. It'll also change your whole idea of listening to the pastor when he preaches and teaches. Because you'll not only be sitting there listening, but you'll say, oh, I like that verse. You know, that goes into this category. I get a lot of verses that way too, okay? So there you go. You're thinking topically. Also, you're using your mind, okay? You're developing your mind. You're keeping your mind sharp, okay? Boom, 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 boom. Why? Because you're using it. My dad was 85 years old when he passed away. His mind was as sharp as a tack. They were giving him computers and cameras to fix. And you saw those word search puzzles on the back table. He was doing those too. They had him in charge of the newspaper. It was amazing what the guy could do. But the secret was this. He used his mind. And also believed and memorized the scripture. And I believe that's what kept his mind sharp. He kept me sharp too, because every time I visited him, it was just like old times. He'd come up with a subject, start talking about it, then point at me and say, okay, where's the verse? Amen? I love it. My wife finally got to see me in action with my dad. But this is so important to have a verse for everything. Because what you're doing is training your mind, again, to depend upon God's word, not yourself. Depend upon God's word and not Dr. So-and-so. The middle verse of the entire Bible is Psalm 118, verse 8. It is better to trust in the Lord, put confidence in man. Depend upon the word of God. And if you don't have a verse to back it up, then you shouldn't be teaching it. Amen? And if you train yourself to do that, you'll have a verse for everything. It all goes together with developing your mind of memorizing scripture. And again, you see, it's a lot more than just memorizing a bunch of verses. You've got a purpose behind it. You're getting yourself prepared. You're getting yourself understanding in the Bible. And you'll be understanding your Bible more and more because you say, hey, this verse goes with that verse, and this goes with that verse. And man, this is neat, okay? And after a while, I think it's to really be fun, okay? So this is why I say, have a verse for everything. It's so, so important. All right, now, I'm going to give you an illustration from the prison to wrap this up that might make you understand the importance of this. During the time I was there, I worked just about every position there was. I liked it. They decided they would do this with me because they wanted to make me a utility man, which came in very handy when I was a ground unit because I was one of these guys that did not have a dormitory position. I was free to do whatever they needed me to do. So if somebody got sick or they pulled them off or something, I could go in and fill it until they found somebody for that place. Well, one of the positions I had for 2 years was the main gate. A very important position because everything that came in was my responsibility. Everything that went out was my responsibility. And as you know well, that sometimes they want to take out things out that weren't supposed to go out. Amen? Well, I also had a housekeeper. And this guy was an inmate. And he had what you call out custody. I liked it because that means he could go outside the institution, of course, with supervision. So I didn't have to shovel the snow. He did. That was nice. Well, this guy was a Muslim, a very nice fella. And his job was not only shovel snow, but mop the floors and clean the bathrooms and so on. Well, as I mentioned this morning about the verse for the day, it was the 4th to 12th shift coming in when we were shaking them down. And one Christian officer every day would ask me, preacher man, what's the verse for the day? I happen to quote a verse out of the book of Proverbs. He got out his notepad and wrote down the reference and said, I like this one, preacher man. I'm going to look this up when I get the chance when I get home. He went on through onto work. To my surprise, the Muslim walked up to me and said, preacher man, I understand that you quoted to this man out of the book of Proverbs. I said, yes, that's correct. He said, preacher man, can you come over here a minute? I said, sure. So, preacher man, don't tell anybody this, but even though I'm a Muslim, I've been secretly reading the book of Proverbs and finding it quite fascinating. I said, really? He said, preacher man, could you do me a favor? For the next month when I come to work, can you quote me a verse out of the book of Proverbs and then we can discuss it? I said, I'd love to. Now, let's bring back the tape a little bit. My dad told me as a teenager that there's 31 chapters of the book of Proverbs. There's 31 days in a month. So along with my regular devotions, if I read the proper for that day, he said, every time you do that, you'll find more verses topically to memorize. Remember I said, get prepared and God will use you? By that time, I'd already memorized over 300 verses of the book of Proverbs, so I was prepared to deal with this Muslim. So we did this, and he was enjoying it very much. As a matter of fact, the last couple of weeks, he was supposed to go in for his Juma services, that's Muslim worship services, and he stayed out to have a Bible study with me. The last day came along, and I quoted the last verse. He says, preacher man, he says, I've enjoyed this. And he asked all kinds of questions. I loved it. He said, preacher man, he says, I have one more question. He said, preacher man, he says, I've enjoyed this so much. He said, you're the first Christian I've ever met that had a Bible verse from memory for every question I had. He says, here's my question, preacher man. How could Christians call themselves a Bible-believing Christian and not have an answer from God's Word? That was his question. He went on to say this. He said, we Muslims are trained that we should know the Quran well enough that what we believe from the Quran, we can back it up from the Quran. How come Christians can't do the same? And I had to apologize for all those Christians that didn't have a verse on the tip of their tongue for answers like people had for them. I went on to tell them about my ministry, of how I traveled around the country, as I'm doing now full time, sharing people how to memorize scripture, how to memorize topically, and have a verse on the tip of their tongue to depend upon the Bible for the answers. You know what this guy said? He was a Muslim. He said, preacher man, I like your ministry. Don't stop. Because I'm hoping someday real soon to become a Bible-believing Christian. Question, was I making an excuse for you? Was I apologizing for you? Aren't you tired of not being prepared? I tell you tonight, if you just start from ground zero and take your time, you would be surprised how much you could retain. Again, I'm not asking you to be a walking Bible. In my case, I had to memorize thousands of verses because God wanted to use me that way. But you don't have to do that. You memorize verses that God wants you to memorize, that'll mean something in your life. And I never had a goal of memorizing this many verses. It just came about because I had a desire to be prepared, be prepared, be prepared. I ask you to do the same thing, and you'd be surprised, just in a couple of years' time, how many verses you'll have in your repertoire to be able to use, and how much more God can use you because you are prepared with the chapter and verse on the tip of your tongue. And those that are shy about going soul winning and talking to people, how much more confidence you'll have because you've reviewed, always pretending, answering someone's question. Let's bow our heads, close our eyes. No one looking around. Tonight, maybe you need to make a decision. Are you going to try this? Are you going to say, no, this is too hard? If you think it's too hard, come and talk to me. I want to help you. That's what I'm here for. Because you know you can do this. I showed you a simple method that my dad gave me and added a lot to it. I'll tell you what, it literally changed my life. My whole attitude of life and, of course, my attitude of the Bible. What about you tonight? You're here for a purpose, to serve the Lord. Don't you want to be ready to do so? Oh, Heavenly Father, I ask that you work in the hearts of these people. That, Lord, that they will take this lesson serious. They'll take this whole day serious and realize I just wasn't a guest speaker, but I came for a purpose, to help them. It's more than just a memory program. It's preparing people to be a servant for you. In Jesus' name we ask all these things. Amen. We'll stand to your feet with your heads bowed and your eyes closed.